Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight. Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real. On page 645, halfway down. The laughter of men, the irony of the gods. Where leads the march? Whither the pilgrimage? Who keeps the map of the route or planned each stage? Or else self-moved, the world walks its own way. Or nothing is there, but only a mind that dreams. The world is a myth that happened to come true, a legend told to itself by conscious mind, imaged and played on a feigned matter's ground on which it stands in an unsubstantial vast. Mind is the author, spectator, actor, stage. Mind only is, and what it thinks is seen. If mind is all, renounce the hope of bliss. If mind is all, renounce the hope of truth. For mind can never touch the body of truth, and mind can never see the soul of God. Only his shadow it grasps, nor hears his laugh, as it turns from him to the vain seeming of things. Mind is a tissue woven of light and shade, where right and wrong have sown their mingled parts. Or mind is nature's marriage of covenants between truth and falsehood, between joy and pain. This struggling pair no court can separate. Each thought is a gold coin with bright alloy, and error and truth are its obverse and reverse. This is the imperial mintage of the brain, and of this kind is all its currency. Think not to plant on earth the living truth, or make of matter's world the home of God. Truth comes not there, but only the thought of truth. God is not there, but only the name of God. If self there is, it is bodiless and unborn. It is no one, and it is possessed by none. On what shalt thou then build thy happy world? Cast off thy life and mind, then art thou self, an all-seeing omnipresence, stark alone. If God there is, he cares not for the world. All things he sees with calm indifferent gaze. He has doomed all hearts to sorrow and desire. He has bound all life with his implacable laws. He answers not the ignorant voice of prayer. Eternal while the ages toil beneath, unmoved, untouched by aught that he has made, he sees as minute details mid the stars the animal's agony and the fate of man. Immeasurably wise, he exceeds thy thought. His solitary joy needs not thy love.